We're going to start now the bracha Hashiveinu, 11th bracha. So this bracha, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, comes after the bracha of Tka B'Shoifar Gadol L'Cheiruseinu. The Gemara says, Hashiva Shofeteinu Kvar Yishoyna. What did I say? Hashiveinu Avinu? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Hashiva Shofeteinu Kvar Yishoyna. I'm sorry. And this comes after the bracha of Tka B'Shoifar Gadol. The Gemara Megillah says, what's pshat? So he says, Kivan Shiniskabtsu Goliyos, Nase Din Bereshoyim. That once the Kibbutz Goliyos will happen, then there will be a din in the Reshoyim. The Reshoyim will be down the Reshoyim. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, Shinemar, the Ashiva Yodi Alayich. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It may sound familiar because it is from the Haftarah of Chazoin, which is Parshas Dvarim, Shabbos Chazoin. And the Haftarah is first parak in Yeshaya. And over there it says like this, V'ashiva yodi alayich, when I bring your hand, my hand back, V'etzreif kabor sigayich, and I will refine like a bar your thorns, I'll take out the thorns, V'asira kol b'dilayich. And then it says, Yashiva Shavtach Kivar Yishayna. So that means, first of all, the Sifsei Chaim points out that you see from the Gemara that the point of Tka B'Shoifar Gadol is to be Ve'etzoif Kabor Sigoyach, that I am cleansing Klai Yisrael from the thorns in their side. The point of Tka B'Shoifar Gadol is to gather everyone together from the Golos in order that the Hashpa from the Golos shouldn't be Mashpia anymore in Klal Yisrael. That's the point. And now that Klal Yisrael is clean, so now we will be able to do Din B'Rishoyim. Okay? Now, that's what the Gemara basically says. That's what the Gemara says. Now, the what we see from here, Pasha Pshat, in Hashiva Shoifteinu, Pasha Pshat is that we want, and there's really two basic pshatim in this mahalach, in this bracha, is that we are asking our Kaddish Baruch Hu, because if you just think about it for a moment, let me close it just to rest, it's still a little loud, Baruch Hashem. So, Hashiva, the hemshech of this bracha is a little bit shver, because just think about the words for a second. Hashiva shayfteinu kvar yishayna, right? Bring us back our shayftim. Bring us back our judges. Yatzeinu kvar tchila. Then all of a sudden it starts saying v'haser mimenu yogoin v'anacha. Get rid of our worries and our anguish. What does it have to do with it? So what are we asking for exactly? It's hard for us to kind of connect to this bracha. What is it that we're asking for exactly? And what does it have to do with Yogam Hanacha? And what does it do with the position? And if we're in the process of asking for things, why is this such a early on in the process of the Geula, right? So we said Tka B'Shoifar is the first of the brachas, which talk about the Geula. So this is immediately following that. What are we saying? So there's three basic mahalchim in the Hemshech over here. Okay? Oh, okay. So here's the three pshatim. So one pshat is the Gemara Megillah says it's din bereshoyim, which is what we just said. If you say that it's din on the reshoyim, so the mishpat that we're thanking Hashem for is the mishpat that He's going to do to the reshoyim, which are lachar, the people getting in our way of our shtaygim. So that has to do much more with the bir hara, right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Ashiva yadayich v'etzreif kabor sigayich, right? And according to that, the haser mimenu yogoin va'anocha obviously means that we have yogoin and anocha, that there's reshoim in the world. The fact that there's reshoim in the world create for us the aga, They're going to mashpi on us, or even worse than mashpi, or maybe they'll do something to us. So therefore, it's referring to those Rishoyim. That could be the Pashup Shah. The Rabbeinu Bachaya says that it's really more basic than that. It's really talking about the basic mishpat in Klal Yisrael. It's not necessarily the din on the Rishoyim. It's the basic mishpat in Klal Yisrael. And according to that, the mishpat is really mishpat between us. It's not the mishpat on the Rishoyim. And according to that, what's the Yogan Va'anocha? So Chaim Kanievsky brings a Gemara. It's interesting. There's a sefer called Baruch Sha'omar. Baruch Sha'omar was written by the Baal Tara Tmima. And he writes over here a lot of chidushim, to say the least. It became a little bit of a controversial sefer. And so this is an example. He says, what in the world are we talking about yogan and anocha over here? Again, what yogan is and what anocha is, I'll talk about in a minute, but the concept is it's taking away our worries. Well, what does that mean? So he says that there were some girsois, if in the Ksav Yad Yashan, that it didn't say yogan and anocha. It said, Haser mimenu malchus yavan v'roim. And the censors didn't like that. So the Hasim Menu was like similar enough, Yavon, Yagoin, Va'anocha, and they switched it to those words. But that wasn't the Kavanah, the Anshe Knesset Gedolah, that was no. That's what he says. But then he says, let me say, I thought about it more, no, it could be that really, there is a real pshat to Yagoin Va'anocha. And what's the real pshat? The real pshat is that, Mamash the same pshat as Ruchan Kanievsky. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflametes. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflametes, says Gaval to Kazach. It says, Ein Puranias Baal La'ilam. Puranias does not come to the world. Ella Bishvil Dayane Yisrael. Puranias does not come to the world only because of Dayane Yisrael. B'lachain, Hashiva Shavtin Kvarishain, Omemel of Asim and Yagan Vanach. That means that when Dayane Yisrael, when the Dayanim are corrupt, when the Dayanim are corrupt, so then that's when Puranias comes to the world. So by making us have non-corrupt Dayanim, so then you're being Mesha Mimeni Yogan Vanacha. You're going to take away from us Yagam Vanach, because there's not going to be any more Puranias in the world. That's a Chaim Kanievsky, and that's what the Baruch Shama ends up saying. That's the Chor Pashup Shat. Yeah, exactly. So according to that, it's a combination of the Rebbeinu Bachaya and this other Pshat, that what we want is the Chazara of the Mishpatei HaTorah. That we got Kibbutz Golias, we got you know, the Bad Hashpois, but we want that Kodesh Baruch Hu should create for us an atmosphere that we can grow. Jerry, I sent out a message that we were starting at 8:30, not 8:40.
I know. I was here at 8:30. I was waiting for
open. Oh, because we left it open for a couple minutes, so we were to see if anyone came.
Okay.
Location, yeah. Oh, he's juggling. Okay, so we're doing Hashiva Shavtenu about the Shoftim, okay? So according to the Apshat, what we want is the Mishpatei HaTorah to come back in place, and what we want is an atmosphere that we can grow in. And that's the Seder HaDavar. Now, let me get back to that last point. But the Aleph Beis is that we want the Shoftim. Now, by the way, you see from here the chashivas of din, the chashivas of proper mishpat, the chashivas of proper din, and to the point that there's a mishnah in Perkei Avos that says Ashlosha Dvar Ma'olam Oymed Al Torah Avodah Gimel Chasadim. But then there's another mishnah Ashlosha Dvar Ma'olam Kayim Al Emes Ve'Al Shal Al Din Ve'Al Emes Ve'Al Shalim. That the world is created for Torah Avodah Gimel Chasadim, but the world is Kayim with din emes and shalom, that like it says kol adon din emes la'amitoi shel Torah. Why? Because the din emes and shalom is what maintains that the Torah and the avodah and gemilas chasadim is happening. And that's the that's the philosophy of the world is din emes and shalom is tarav avodim leil chasadim. What ensures that that's taking place in the world? That's only din emes and shalom. Din emes and shalom are those mechanisms that make sure the world is functioning properly. It's just called don din emes la mitoy nasa shutuf la kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. The Torah brings down it's from an alf kesh mishpat that someone that don din emes. If someone's done then emes, it becomes a shutter for the Kodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. But if we wouldn't be properly running the world, then it would destroy, self-destruct. So we're shuttering the Kodesh Baruch Hu creating the world by doing a din emes. So when we're asking for the Geula process to happen, what are we really asking for? We're asking that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gilui Shechinah should come out. It's only if the Dinei HaTorah, which are the most emes in the world, that's coming out. So we need that as part of the process. Now, that's a very, you know, general thing, and that's going to take away the yogin of anocha. But how do we connect to it on a more personal level? How do we connect to this on a more personal level? And oh, and he has a nice aura here, just one thing. He says that according to this pshat, according to this, so he said that tekab shayfer gadol l'cheruseinu means that first is kibbutz galius. And after kibbutz galius, first is kibbutz galius, and after kibbutz galius, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts setting up the dinim. But there's another knach, which is that setting up the dinim gufa will help continue the gula process. Like it says, tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveh b'tzdaka. That doing the mishpat and the tzdaka will bring the gula. So not only are we after, as a response to the Kibbutz Galius, the next thing that can happen is Hashiva Shavteinu. Bringing the Shavteinu Gufa will continue the Gula process, allow it to outfold further. So that's why it's an important point. You need it's not, it's a Siba and a Sim, it's a Siba and a Mesoiviv, it's both. Now,
is there the fact
that you can't have a slave? Thank you so great. Well, I mean, obviously, it's a, you know, it could be that Kodesh Baruch made it that way, yeah. But we can't, it's because we still have Sigim, we're still, you know, in the Golos, we can't really express it that way. Now, who are Hashiva Shoifteinu? Our judges, Kivar Rishoina, as they were in the beginning, Yatzenu, and our Yoyatzim, our advisors, Kivat Tchila, from the Tchila. So the Siddur Gros says that there's a difference between Barishoina and Batchila. Barishoina is in the beginning of something. Betchila means before something. So he says, in the beginning of the Beis HaMikdash process, in the beginning of the first Beis HaMikdash, that was Barishoina, that was our Shoiftim. That was David and Shloima. So we're asking, bring back David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, Kivarishoina, like they were the first ones, the first. Yo'atzeinu Kivatchila is referring to Moshe and Aaron. So that's before even we had a government or any sort of setup system. And that was our Yo'atzeinu. Now, that means that if you think about it, we're asking to get Moshe Rabbeinu. We're asking to have, and we're calling that Yoyatzim. Right? They give us advice. So there's a fascinating Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin says that, you know, what's the biggest tragedy of not having Nevuah? I don't know if I've said this before, but what's the biggest tragedy of not having Nevuah? So we think, you know, we can't predict the future. We don't know if we should go to war. We don't know if we shouldn't go to war. You know, the Klal Yisrael doesn't have a leader. So he says, that's not the biggest tragedy of not having Nevuah. The biggest tragedy of not having Nevuah is that a Navi would come to each person and tell them exactly what their avoda is and what they're supposed to be doing. And our biggest problem is we don't know what am I supposed to be doing. Am I supposed to be learning halacha? Am I supposed to be learning gemara? Am I supposed to be learning bikiyas? Am I supposed to be learning bein? Am I supposed to go to work? Am I supposed to learn? Am I supposed to do chesed now or should I be learning now? Am I supposed to be doing, I don't know what my avoda is. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. So we're kind of in the dark and guessing our whole life. We never really know what it is that we're supposed to be doing.
It's different each time.
Each time we have to do our best in figuring it out. But the Navi would tell each Yachid what your Avoida is. So he said the biggest tragedy of losing Nevuah is not the global, you know, we don't have Nevuah. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let Klai Yisrael get lost. The biggest tragedy of losing Nevuah is that each Yachid doesn't have what he needs in order to grow. Right? We try to go to a tzaddik, get a bracha. You got a Navi. Navi will tell you exactly. This is your Avoida, do it. Once you know it, you have clarity.
Somebody, isn't this one of your roles?
What?
Isn't this one of your roles?
to lead us. Okay, but trust me. I was gonna say if you call me Navi, you got a big problem.
The sequence here is we're talking actually talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and
Davin. Va'amru Chazal. Ashiva Shavtaich Kivar Yishayna Eilu David Rishloimo V'yatzayach Kivatchil Eilu Moshe V'Aaron. So that's... Yeah, okay, so it's those, I guess, that had that koach, you know. But this is a chazal on the Pasuk in Yishayah, because the Pasuk in Yishayah says Beferish. It says V'ashiva Yodi Alayich V'etzach Kabor Sigayich, which is the Pasuk we said before, V'asira Kol B'dilayich, and I'll take out the thorns. Then it says, V'ashiva Shavtayich Kivar Yishayna. Then I will return your Shavtim, V'yatzayich Kivatchila. So it's mamash the next Pasuk. And then you will have your city prepared for you. So this is really the Seder Adavar over here. Okay? Now, so this is part of that process. Now, once you say that, so Yatzeinu Kivatchila is very clear that we're not just asking for the judicial system to be reinstituted. It's clear that we're asking for more than that. We're asking Avada, everything we said is true, that after this, Kibor Sigayich, I'm going to clean, Ve'etzev Kibor Sigayich, and I'm going to cleanse you, and after that process, I'm going to allow the Shoiftim to come back, and all that's true, and that we need the Din Torah on the MS. But at the end of the day, what we're asking for is a personal bakasha to extent that Kadosh Baruch Hu should create for us an atmosphere through which we can grow. Because ultimately, that's what Yemes Mashiach is all about, is that we can grow in that atmosphere. So the steps are, get me out of this galus, which is more like a negative. Get me out of the bad ashpa. Then give me back the shoifim, the yoyatzim. See, that's the... What's yoyatz? The yoyatz is the person that can give every person their own advice, that knows the person. And then Hasser Mimenu Yogoin Va'anocha, because the Avnei Elio, the Vilna Goin, says that there are three things which stare a person from steiging. The Avnei Elio is the Pirush in the Vilna Goin Siddur. He says the three things which stare a person from steiging. One of them is, you know, the leadership is off. The second one is, I think what he's saying is a person can be in a bad mood. He brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin. I think that's what he means. So, let me see if I can actually find the exact translation of the word. So he says that Yogoin and Anocha are two, basically, states of mind which don't allow a person to grow. Yogoin, he says, is Yogoin and Anocha, I'll read what he says. Anocha is... You're worried you don't have what you need. Okay? So that's anocha. Yogoin is I'm worried, just like I don't really know what I'm worried about. All sorts of things, I'm anxious. It's anxiety, essentially. And I don't really know what's bothering me. And it could be all sorts of things. So, and part of that is so we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, who's according to this chat, it's not clear, you know. No, what's the hemshech? But that, according to that pshat, you know, how is this going to bring it back? But the idea is that the having the yoyatzim there is going to take again according to the other pshat. And we said, well, according to B'chaim Kanievsky's pshat, is that the yogin vanocha comes to the world from the bad dayanim. Some say it's getting rid of the rishoyim, so the yogin vanocha is coming from getting rid of the rishoyim. You know, according to this. It's that the Yogin v'Anocha is when is kind of our confusion of unclarity, And the Hashiva Shavtenu, I have this anxiety. He says it's mamash a general anxiety that you don't, confusion, anxiety, and you're worried. And when you have clarity, all that goes away. So therefore, the Hasam Rimen Yogam Anach is going to come when I have the clarity. This is my avoidance. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So what are you worried about? You're doing the right thing, right? So that's the I think the Avnei Eliyahu's Mahalach. Right. So I guess the Shavtenu is also is that the world is the set of rules is clear. This is the rules guiding the world. So there's a clarity in terms of this is the way the world is being run. The world's being run. I'm not in my own little corner there trying to be, you know, the more we're bombarded with values and things in the world out there that don't stem with Torah, it's confusing. Right? I could be sued for saying, you know, something which you know, the Torah calls Toyeva, you know. Who knows? You know, it's like you get so in the Shoftim, Hashem should think of Hashem, I mean, give the world a clarity. That's really the point, according to this Mahal. Give the world a sense of clarity and mission and understanding. So, yeah, the Pashup Shad of Vada is like Reb Chaim Kanievsky saying, is that we want the proper Dayanim, so take away the proper Dayanim should take away the Tsar that comes from corruption. Right? Again, according to that pshat, I don't hear Yoyetzim so well, right? Or, you know, like the Gemara says that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, takes away the, he's Oysa Din Bereshoyim, after the Kibbutz Golias, he's Oysa Din Bereshoyim. But according to this, the Hemshech is also, all these things are Gormim for our lack of clarity. We're in Golos, so we're Mushpa by the Golos. But even after the Golos, we don't really know, we don't have a sense of clarity. And that's the Chiddush of Hashiva Shavtenu. And then, M'loich Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha, according to this chat, it's just the flow is so nice. M'loich Aleinu, once we have this clarity, we'll be able to be Mamloch Hashem Levadcha B'chesed Uverachamim V'tzadkenu B'mishpat. Tzadkenu B'mishpat means that, it's like you said, it's a strict law. That's mishpat. Tzadkenu b'mishpat is use the laws for tzedek. There's a sense of tzedek. Tzedek means righteousness within the legal system. There's a certain legal system that sometimes one time someone came to the Oyv Yisrael, the Abderav, and he came to him and asked him, and he said, I don't like your judicial system is a disaster. These two people come, they come to the Rav, the Rav gives them a psak. Like, what is that? By us, you know, each side comes into a big room, and in that room, there's a judge who's dressed in a kosh of clothes, and he goes up on a podium, and each side has a couple lawyers, and it's presented as a real case, and it's taken with a COVID ratio seriously. And you guys, you know, it comes into the Rav's office, the Rav thinks for a little bit, strokes his beard, takes out an old book that you can barely read the letters, and then all of a sudden he gives a ruling. So the Abderav said, he says, Mashal Mahdar Adayma, he said, there was a wolf that grabbed a sheep, and he took it and he took it outside, and he started eating it, and the lion came, and he took it. So the lion kind of, anyway, going to Minagan of Potter. I mean, it's not yours anyway. And he said, I did all the work. You can't take it from me. What is this? So they said, okay. So he said, you know what? We're going to go to the shul. So the shul, Chacham Sheba Chayes, is the wolf fox. The shul. So he says, let's go to the shul. So the shul says, I hear, Yachloiku. We should split it. But it has to be exactly even. So they split it. And the shul said, it's not so even. It's not so even. So what should we do with that extra? So Shul said, no problem, I'll eat it. So he took a big bite. Oh, now the other side is too big. So Shul said, no problem, I'll take care of that. He took a bite from there. And now the other side is too big. By the time we were done, the Shul...
He's the librarian.
What do you need?
He's looking for a safe.
So by the time the Shul was...
He just went up.
But by the time he was done... By the time he was done, there was the shul got all of it, and the fox and the wolf didn't get any. So he says, by our system, the Rav comes, looks for them, as he gives it to them. By your system, by the time they're finished paying the lawyers and then this and then that, then there's nothing left for the Bali Din anyway. The point is that in the Torah, it's not just that there's a mishpat, but there has to be tzadkeinu ba mishpat. There's a tzedek in the mishpat. Is that we take into account the circumstances as well. Okay, that's what tzedekeinu ba mishpat. Baruch atah Hashem melech oyev tzedaka mishpat. So the point is, I'm not saying that the pashup pshat is that we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to bring back the dayanim to be maimed the emes, maimed the, like we said, the world stands on emes, the world stands on din. This is the key of the bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the laws in the Torah that this is the real emes, and we want us to be instituted to bring back the emes in the Torah. But on a personal level, what this does is that it allows for our clarity. And it takes away those things which take away our ability to shteig, because A, we just had kibbutz galus, so we're not in the galus anymore, but still we're confused. So how do we take away our confusion? We take away our confusion by saying that by having the right yoyetzim, having the dinei Torah as the clear emes, and ultimately then we can be makar the malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu in our personal avodah as well. So that's. Rabbi, it's kind of the setup.
I'm so happy that Rabbi Friedman's here.